Donald Trump urges Congress to take three crucial actions to address border crisis. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 19, 2022. Former President Donald Trump, in a statement on Monday, called out President Joe Biden's immigration policy and urged Congress to take three crucial actions to address the ongoing migration crisis at the nation's southern border. Trump faulted Biden for inviting millions of illegal aliens to infiltrate our country in a gigantic unlawful invasion. Now, after announcing on April 1, 2022 that he would end my Title 42 protections at the border, and declining to appeal numerous court rulings, Biden is getting what he always wanted, the termination of the most effective border security policy in modern history, Trump added. Trump's remarks came weeks after a federal judge ordered the Biden administration to shut down Title 42, a Trump-era immigration policy that makes it easier for the federal government to remove illegal aliens arriving at the southern border. Instead of appealing the judge's decision, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas asked the court for 5 weeks to wind down Title 42. Title 42 was set to end by December 21. But on Monday, U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts halted the lower court's decision to end Title 42, allowing the policy to remain in effect while litigation is pending in federal court. By abolishing what remains of Title 42, Biden is willfully and deliberately triggering a cataclysm of illegal immigration like the world has never seen before, Trump said. In the weeks leading up to the December 21 end date for Title 42, upwards of 14,000 migrants were reportedly waiting in Tijuana to rush the southern border and enter the United States once the policy ended. Biden administration officials previously admitted that without Title 42, as many as 500,000 migrants could arrive at the border each month. Trump also cautioned that granting migrants any form of amnesty would be a historic disaster. It would reward Joe Biden's lawlessness, it would reward the criminal cartels, it would reward child traffickers, and it would reward everyone who has broken the laws of our nation, Trump said of any potential amnesty. Additionally, it would result in massively more illegal aliens and drugs pouring into American communities. Although amnesty talks have seemingly died in the lame duck congressional session, Trump warned the amnesty lobby would come back with a vengeance in the new year. Every Republican must understand that any so-called immigration reform that gives Biden more resources will simply translate to even more releases, Trump said. Biden inherited a flawless deportation system and he turned it into a mass release machine. Trump then called on Congress to take three crucial actions to address the nation's border crisis. First, Trump called on Congress to include a total and permanent ban in a federal spending bill on any president using taxpayer dollars to release illegal aliens into the country. That is why Republicans must do whatever it takes to prevent Mitch McConnell from passing his sellout omnibus bill, Trump continued. Second, Trump called on Congress to codify all Trump-era immigration policies into federal law. My Title 42 policy must be legislatively restored and made permanent, making clear that it can be used in any circumstance the president deems necessary for border management, Trump said. Likewise, Remain in Mexico, our Safe Third Country agreements, expedited removals, 212F, and many other vital Trump policies must be enshrined in federal law. Finally, the former president and current presidential candidate urged Congress to establish criminal penalties for any senior official or political appointee who orders, aids, or abets the mass release of illegal aliens into the United States. What these open borders extremists are doing to our country is criminal, and it should be punished as such, Trump said. In the meantime, as we brace for a wave of illegal mass migration the likes of which has never been seen before, our prayers are with the brave border agents and ICE officers who Biden has so viciously betrayed, Trump concluded. We thank them for their service, and we stand with them as they fight to keep bloodthirsty criminals, savage gangs, sadistic drug cartels, child and women smugglers, and human traffickers out of our country. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.